بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We're discussing chapter 17 in regards to barakah and blessings in business and how to draw blessings from Allah تبارك وتعالى. So yesterday we mentioned that a person should ensure that he starts his morning early with Fajr Salah, and thereafter Sakhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that he should send out his goods in the first part of the day, as a result of which he earned great profit. So in the first part of the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a lot of barakah. But together with this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also has cursed that person who starts off business very early in the morning and finishes off very late. This is a sign of greed, that he starts very early and the entire day he pulls through in the business and finishes off very late. Person should start early and finish off early also. Then give his time to the masjid and to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So point number 7 in regards to barakat, dhikr after Fajr Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after the Fajr Salah till the sunrise, and thereafter engage in trade and commerce is the greatest source of sustenance than to travel from one corner of the world to the other. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade buying and selling before sunrise. Thus a person should utilize his time for acquiring his spiritual sustenance, which is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tilawat of Qur'an Sharif. But this is a great means of drawing barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to remain engaged in the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the Fajr Salah to the sunrise, and thereafter to engage in trade and commerce is a greater source of sustenance than to travel from one corner of the world to the other. Another riwayat also is mentioned. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah mentioned Fazal Amal, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the person who engages in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a little while after Fajr Salah to sunrise and between Asr and Maghrib, then whatever his needs are in the intervening time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of this. This is a beautiful hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, those who have brought iman, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah is commanding to remember him, ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, in abundance. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ, and make tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Bukhra means in the morning, asila in the evening. Mufassirin, commentators of Quran, they say this means that Allah Ta'ala demands, Allah is giving the command. They remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, morning and evening means the entire day. And how much you remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? In abundance. Allah wants you not to forget Him the entire day. So entire day engage in the dhikr of Allah, excessively, in abundance. This is the Quran. Allah Ta'ala commands explicitly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it very easy. The hadith that we mentioned more or less. Allah says in abundance the entire day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a little while in the morning, a little while in the evening, after Fajr to sunrise, and then Asr to Maghrib. And because of this little while or remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the needs are in between, Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. So here Quran says the entire day, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, if you do a little after Fajr, to sunrise in Ishraq, and then a person between Asr and Maghrib devotes his time to the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he will get the reward as if it's the dhikr of Allah the entire day. And the barakah of the entire day Allah Ta'ala will give you in this little while. So here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says also, that this little while after Fajr Salah is very important to spend in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is better than to travel to one corner of the world to the other. And then the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he also ulama mentioned that when it comes to the dhikr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ. وَذْكُرْ ذَكَرَ يَذْكُرُ means to remember. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command, remember إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Arabic usually we hear مَسْمُكْ, مَا إِسْمُكْ, what is your name? Ism means your name or name. So Allah Ta'ala says, Udhkur, make dhikr, Isma Rabbik, of the name of your Rabb. Allah is commanding, take the name of your Rabb. The name of your Rabb is Allah. So Allah commands that, take my name, Udhkur Isma Rabbik, make dhikr of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu, I used to say, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا means to cut yourself off completely from the entire creation. To go into isolation, solitude. And now take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From your ulama say that it is the haqq and the right of Allah that we take the name of Allah every day with love and muhabbat, with affection. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Like how we do everything else with the wife, with the children. Even how we count money also, with relish. And we say, don't disturb me right now, I'm busy. So when it comes to money, they also will enjoy it. How to count it. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that now take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with enjoyment, with love, muhabbat, and cut yourself off. Why? So the ayat continues, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is it just your Rabb? Allah is a Rabb of the East and the West. Everything belongs to Allah. The little dhikr you are going to make in one corner of the masjid, of the house, wherever you may be, you're drawing the barakat of the East and the West. But it belongs to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. La ilaha illa hu. Same ayat continues that there's no one worthy of worship besides Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That don't let your heart worship your wealth, any supplier, any business, any degree. Cut it off. Take the name of Allah. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Allah is giving the command that take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your wakil, as your savior, as your protector, as your nourisher. That Allah is everything to you. All this you will get in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in all of this, taking the name of Allah, you are drawing barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ulama say how to take the name of Allah, that too we have to learn. We've learned the kalima when we were young, whether we're reading it correctly also. So yes, we go to ulama ikram, how do I take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Today the children can't speak, they can't give a speech, we send them to the speech therapist, audiologist. That my son, my daughter has to learn to speak properly. But have I learned to take the name of Allah as he wants me to take his name? Have I learned my Quran tilawat as he wants me to read Quran Sharif? With this we go to the ulama ikram, how do I take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat? The kalima basically we learned in Maktab Madrasa, La ilaha illallah, illallah. It is incorrect. It's La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. How to take the name of Allah correctly? How to learn our kalima correctly? How to take the name of Allah with azmat, with grandeur? When you say Allah, Allah, which is incorrect. Allah. And how to take the name of Allah? In the name of Allah, Allah has kept that ha at the end. Allah, that ha must hit the heart. When a person is in pain, he says, ah. Allah has kept the pain of his muhabbat and love in his name also. When you take his name, you say, Allah, that ha must come out from the heart. Ya Allah, my heart pains to love you. Ya Allah, I love you, you love me. So how to take the name of Allah, we have to learn from the mashayikh. So we create the love of Allah Ta'ala within the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, subhanAllah.